Going.
Going.
The record button is red normally, right?
Yes.
Mine is like an off wine color.
Yeah, mine's too.
Okay.
I say that's red enough.
Yep, I was thinking the same thing. Looks red enough to me.
I just don't remember it being that color before. Hmm.
Okay, I know it's going to be a sad request, but I have an exceptionally busy day tomorrow, so I have no time to edit, so unless we want this to go out fairly late, hey, try and keep the sections brief.
On possibly the biggest news day in the history of Marvel Quest.
I know,
Marvel
and
Quest.
We have Joe on, and it's just not going to happen, but
yeah,
I
there's
thought
just
I'd throw
no
it
chance.
Out there.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our weekly PW3 PSA. This week, I would like to steer you over to the MDA, the Muscular Dystrophy Association. It's pretty straightforward. This charity is to research to find, better cures and treatments for muscular dystrophy. And if you feel like hitting them up now is the time to do it, because they will match your, if you do it before the end of the year, they'll match your donation dollar for dollar, as long as it's under $100,000. I think you could manage that. So please head over to www.mda.org. Check it out. Now on with the show.
Thanks, Ian. That's one of the charities I give to.
Wise choice.
Welcome to the 120th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I wasn't supposed to be here, so we have a special guest. So, until then, I'm still the only one. You can call me Craig. We got with us Chaos 72, Sneaky Bean 15, they're Ray, they're Ian.
Hello.
And Joe. Hi, Joe.
How are we doing, everybody? Thanks for having me on as a replacement for Craig, even though Craig is here.
Yeah, Joe's sitting in for me, and yet you're still stuck with me, but I never get to talk to Joe, so good times.
Yep. I was going to say, what a bonus for you. Nothing like the
it
Jacob
is.
Marley
I
to our
derail
three
show
ghosts of Christmas.
The rest of the week.
I'm
I
more
could talk
tiny
about crazy wrestling stuff. You know, man.
You're more Tiny Tim than Jacob Marley?
I was going to say, I'm more Tiny Tim. Not that I'm a small child, but more that I'm a barely moving invalid.
Okay. We still need to get back to this Tommy Dreamer situation.
I can't speak about that on the air. We could talk about that off mic. I don't want to listen. When it comes to professional wrestling, I'm a nice guy and I like everybody. Off mic, maybe it's a different story.
All right. This is the week of, I don't even know what today's date is. It's been a long day. 12/13 through 12/20 of the 2017s in the December. Man, it's flying by quick. Very quick.
It's almost gone.
Yeah. Any second now. Over in your Deadpool dailies, today was a purple Loki. Tomorrow's a black, tomorrow's black Dream Warrior. Then you got a purple Squirrel Girl, blue Doctor Doom, blue Mystique, red Hulk, purple Falcon, and then a purple, Jesus, blue Falcon, and then a
purple
blue Psylocke.
Jesus.
It's been a long day,
You're
going to
get me a purple Jesus covers.
Long day.
All of those are covers I can use because a majority of them are 3-star champs that I've sold and are re-rostering. I do currently have 2 Dakins, a fully champed one and a re-champed one, 2 Dooms. I'm building a second Mystique now, and just the other day I had to champ a second Vision. This is the hell my life is. I'm like, no, I can't spend this money, and by money I mean ISO, to slowly creep up, say, Daredevil or something like that, because I can't sell yet another Red Vision cover. I have to champ him. And now I have 2.
Right now I've only got a second Hulk, a second Daredevil, and a second Storm. So
I got a lot of seconds, man. And again, I made the big mistake, and I say this to you, the listener, when you fully champ someone, do not sell that one until you have a very, very fully champed second to replace them. Because these, these PvPs, man, with like a level 190 something Squirrel Girl, when the rest of my roster, all these jacked up 4 and 5 stars, it's a rough go, man. It's real rough.
Mm. Or if you don't take PvP that seriously, you just wait until you get the first one champed. And then
you're
good to go. It does make the PvPers rougher, though. I lost that argument on Facebook, and I completely concede the point.
Yep. I've taken to just keeping my opinions to myself on Facebook these days and attempting to just post facts. Unless I'm asked a pointed question.
Alright, over in your 5-day 4-star crash! Wow.
Whoa. That was like a 12-car pileup.
That's the 4 inches of snow that are coming your guys' way.
That's right. Yeah. That's the Seven Mountains pileup that I'm avoiding tonight.
I think I'm just going to leave that in and not put a sound effect in.
It's probably for the best.
I'm the Michael Winslow of the show.
The creeps, the sweeps, and the bleeps.
And the bleeps?
I'm not going to try to do it. He's the master. I'm not going to try to imitate him.
I always take coffee to my radar. All right, on the ninth, you had Bobby the Mockingbird doing some stuff versus somebody I've already forgotten about.
Cliff. Clint.
Oh, poor Cliff.
Yeah.
That would be that 5-star Hawkeye for the uninitiated.
Yeah. I had to put a lot of ISO into Bobby before I could win that one.
Mine's champ, but she's like a low-end champ. She's only like 270-something, maybe like creeping up to 280. But I put her red at a 5, and I made sure that Opportunist is her yellow.
That sounds right.
So I had those two at 5, whatever her purple power was at a 3, whatever. And I ended up lucking out, hoarding red, getting, through Opportunist, 2 bombshells to go off at the same time. So there was the 4 tokens out there. And Clint was dead. It was ridiculous. I think the whole thing was like 6 turns.
Wow.
It was fantastic. Bobby, very underrated, if not a little squishy.
That bombshell is boom, baby, boom.
When she's boosted, it's ridiculous the amount of damage that she does for that.
Yeah, mine's a 5-2-2. She's level, I had to jump her up to 188.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's respectable.
See, I have a 5-2-4, but the 5 is the only important part. I was able to pull it off at level 150. She punches enough with that red that she took him out in one shot. So I lost 3 times before I was forced to take her up to 150. Because I was saving up ISO, but yeah, 150 will do it if nice. You have 5.
Well done.
How's by you, Ian?
I'm currently keeping my Mockingbird at a 0-0-0, so I was not as lucky as you guys.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I finished it in a lot fewer rounds, but...
You don't have the same rewards that we got from it.
I got way fewer than mine were. But yeah, my reward was just lifetime.
Let's see, coming up,
I would have taken the covers, though.
Starting tomorrow is one of my all-time favorite characters. Bucky is, the crash, tomorrow.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's okay.
Ugh.
It's, Bucky versus 3-star Black Panther, if I remember correctly. And then up until the end of the year, I don't think there's a new one coming up for quite some time. So it's a whole bunch of old favorites. You got flapped in.
I wouldn't call the next 2 favorites.
Well, we mentioned this before, I think the last time I was on, the Teen Gene versus Moonstone is probably my most hated crash. The Flapton versus 3-star Carol is my second most hated crash.
Oh, man. Falcon America, you just have to save AP for days before he can finally do something.
And you gotta, like, hit everything, like, you have to hit, like, 3 powers all in the same turn. You have to have, like... 20 ISO in every, or 20 AP in everything, and hope that she just doesn't stun you and then just pound you to the dirt. It's horrible.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's next. It's Bucky, followed up by Falcon America.
Well, the good news, Ian, is your Bucky is pretty good. 5-2-3.
Yeah, he's won in the past. He's got that one ability that lets you either steal or get rid of... You could manage their AP in some way, which is very helpful. And then his demolition or... I don't know. He blows up landmines in some other sort of way that does a lot of damage. Yeah, I've been successful with him a number of times in the past.
Nice. I got to mention on the Discord, Daywalker said, Ian with the controversial 0-0-0 build. Donkey Teeth said, that's not very optimal. It'll be a rough go for him. And I wanted him to end that with Cotton, but he didn't.
Yeah, so Winter Soldier will be fine. The Falcon America will be another bummer. Hmm. I don't think I have that. I still don't have any... of the color that does things.
Yes, you have the color that just helps blue and yellow. Other people, which doesn't help in a one-on-one battle.
No, blue and yellow does no good for me. So yeah, it's going to be... At least I'll get a cover after the Winter Soldier, hopefully.
Sure.
To keep me afloat.
I should be good. Mine's at a 4-4-5, so I just don't have him leveled, so... I should be good. Right.
And we're talking literal months from now, but what sort of wide awake nightmare is going to be the Nico Runaways Minuro Crash of the Titans? Ugh. I'm just... Like, that one's going to be, like, probably 8 months from now, but it's going to be horrible.
Hopefully she fights Bagman.
Oh, there you go. That'll be a fair fight.
A lot of pretty animations, nothing going on.
Unless you're one of those people that have turned off animations, quick game-related side note, who amongst you have turned off the animations?
Craig. This guy.
Craig is the one?
Yep.
I applaud Ian and Ray for keeping the animations on. I myself have. Every once in a while, if on a PvE, if I'm like, oh, it's getting close to the time and I just need to whack out like this last node to clear whatever, I'll turn them off just for a couple, but 95% of the time I have the animations on. I like looking at the animations. It's part of the game. And sometimes things move so quick, the animations help slow things down so you could register what's going on, especially if you're playing against people like your Gambits and your Thanoses and stuff like that, where their powers just do so much damage, affect so many people all at the same time, and you don't get that animation, it's just like bip, 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 and you're dead, and you don't know what happened.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
See, I turned it, I especially love it because I, you know, use Thanos for everything. So, man, I don't have to watch Mistress Death all day long? That's fantastic.
I like Mistress Death. She makes me feel good about myself.
I know!
It's the only time you get to see her.
I've seen her a lot.
And again, I don't know a ton of the mythology, and I know this is a G-rated show, but she is really chesty for death.
She is.
Like, exceptionally so. I look and I'm like, that's awkward.
You know, speaking of chesty superheroes, so last night I'm watching Robert Kirkman's, you know, comic book show.
Yes, not The Walking Dead, the other one.
They were talking about the build of how Image Comics came together.
Oh, classic.
And about how Juvenile was the first year when every comic book guy had 1,000 pouches on his suit, and all the female characters had just giant bombs.
That was mostly Rob Liefeld books.
Well, yeah, Wildcats.
All right, Jim Lee too, sure.
Okay.
Todd McFarlane wasn't much doing pouches.
Well, no, Spawn was kind of in its own little world. But
right. Jim Valentino, I don't think, was doing a lot of
Young
that.
Youngblood and Wildcats.
Right. Savage Dragon and the like.
Yeah.
But I'm really behind in that show. I really liked the first episode where they did all the Stan Lee, Jack Kirby stuff. And they played the audio of that super uncomfortable radio interview. it was like Jack Kirby or Stan Lee's birthday or whatever, and they're like, hey, Stan, it's a surprise for your birthday. We have your old chum Jack Kirby on the line. And Jack Kirby comes on, he's just like a cantankerous old geezer, and if I try to do an impersonation of Jack Kirby right now, it'd sound more like Stu Hart from Wrestling with Shadows. But essentially, he just kind of tells Stan off on his birthday on the radio, and it was like one of the most awkward and uncomfortable things in the history of the world. Robert Kirkman, Secret History of Comic Books on AMC. Check it out.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Not a sponsor. Yeah.
Not a sponsor. Although if they'd like to be.
I'm working on it. I have a we talk about it this week upcoming, and we're completely off the rails, and I'm very sorry, Ray.
No, I was just thinking, it's like Ray was like, could you guys hurry up the show a little bit? I'm super busy, and you guys were like, challenge accepted.
I've held off on like 6 different things to bring up. But we have a list of things that we're going to reach out to. I've already sent an email out to the Beam Suntroy Company. As you're aware of booze and alcohol and so forth, you've got Jack Daniels, and then you've pretty much got, like, everything else when it comes to, like, your whiskeys and stuff. Jim Beam owns everything else. And when I say everything else, from Knob Creek to Ezra Brooks to Old Crow are all owned by Jim Beam. So I forget how it even came up on Twitter, but I was talking with some of the other people in the network, and they're like, how crazy would it be if we had Jim Beam as a sponsor? So I'm like, I'll draft out that email and send that off. So we're also going to be sending out emails to Cinnabon, IHOP, Super Pretzel, my Coney Island root beer, and the Swedish Fish, which I don't think we're going to get because it's a much larger company that has everything from Lorna Dunes to Nutter Butters to Oreo, but that's going to be like the big
Lorna
one,
Dunes.
You know?
Yeah, sure.
So we'll see. It's like, hey, mega multi-million dollar company, do you want to be a sponsor for my piddling comic book podcast? No? All right. Sorry to waste your time.
See, this is why I need the After Dark show. I need another show where I can just talk about Jibba Jabba for nonstop times.
I ain't got time for that. Call Joe.
Yeah. He's too busy. He does like 9 other shows.
He does. Sadly, I do.
And so he's got like multiple jobs. He's got his wrestling job. He's got his real job. Him got nine job, man.
Wow. Settle down, hot Mike.
That throwback is like 30 years into making.
Things are spiking.
They are.
Hey, Ian, I hear Apocalypse is back.
I have heard that.
Hooray.
He's coming back to the story events. We must be in between seasons.
No, he's actually starting the same day as the new season begins.
Oh, good. Well, still, that'll be fun. So, if you're in my alliance, try harder. I want to get those tokens that I'm not going to earn on my own.
So, I just want to throw in, just real quick with this, it's the same Apocalypse event as it was before. They are attempting to fix some bugs from last time that I didn't even know were bugs. That the Four Horsemen tiles that Apocalypse puts out won't be shuffled when anything would shuffle a board from a power to there no longer being a viable match available. And when whatever power that when the strong will survive power happens and there are two characters that are tied for the lowest level, it will choose one at random instead of whoever the first character appeared when entering the battle. Again, okay. I didn't know these were bugs, but these are bugs that they fixed.
Yeah, I never saw those, but good to know.
And because it's an X-Men themed event, anyone who's even remotely tangentially an X person is boosted in this. Obviously, most notables, your Storms, your Cyclopses, your Wolverines, your Beast, but as well as your Jean Grey's both Teen and Phoenix versions. Old Man Logan, Gambits are boosted as well. And Nico Minuro is boosted, and I must have forgotten she was a mutant.
She is not a mutant.
But she's,
she is just a magic user.
That's why I was confused. Of all the people that were on the list of the boosted characters, she's in the boosted list as well.
Hmm.
And, you know, of course, variety of prizes and tokens from Colossus covers to X-Force Deadpool covers. And covers for our two new characters that are added this week.
I think we'll feature them in the news segment.
Oh, we're not in the news segment?
We're not. We're still in segment one somehow.
Oh, boy. All right.
Well, what just gets over is
that's a,
the
no, hunt that's
is
a
still
tease.
Going
we're,
on.
We're sweeping the quarter hour. We're going to make them keep tuning in. Like the old radio days.
All right, super quick. The hunt's still going. 15,500 will get you 3 Scarlet Witches. 26,000 gets you a yellow Nick Fury. You need, I don't know, some number. 55,000 points to get to 30 CP. Top 50 folks get Vulture covers. That's generous.
I like Vulture.
And 51 down to 400 are getting them some get in the cage. What else we got? Versus Land, you got, I don't know, it's in between seasons at some event. Earth's Mightiest is going on.
Yep.
What does it do?
Let's see. It gives you a Mr. Fantastic if you do good.
It gives you a Vision at 800.
If you give it, right.
Black Fantastic and at 9. Let's see, your normal CP at 1200. Top 5 folks get some Nick Fury. And 6 to 50 get some Maureen. So there you go.
Storeen.
Yeah, that's her name.
Squirrel girl.
Squells. Look, Daddy. Squells. I think we should have Joe introduce his favorite segment of this show next.
Are we there?
I think we're there.
Oh. Do you have a secret script that you wrote only for yourself?
No,
in
I don't
my
think
head, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think we're at boosted characters just yet.
No, I was talking about pies.
Pie of the week. For some reason, it's steak and Guinness pie.
Wait, who's it brought to you by, Ian?
Oh my god, pie of the week, this segment brought to you by the all-important sponsor, This Pie.
This Pie.
Thanks, This Pie. So anyway, let me tell you a little bit about Guinness pie, steak and Guinness pie. It's pretty much just a variation of classic meat pies. You get some beef gravy mixed with a little Guinness in there, baked into a pastry shell, vegetables of your liking. I like carrots and peas. You can go nuts with whatever else you like. And then maybe a nice starchy side to dip. I say top crust because it mixes well with the gravy. But I imagine you could probably pull it off open-faced. You'd just be odd. If you're British or Scottish, you like it with salt and vinegar. Maybe a little bit of brown sauce. Don't choose any of those options. None of them are good. Unless Glenda's out there, then he can have any of those because he can do what he wants.
Gives us Guinness.
Yeah. That's it. It's a really good savory pie. Check it out at your local Irish-themed pub, or if you live abroad, at your local pub.
Or find some find a Gordon Ramsay somewhere.
Did
Gordon,
the filthy
Gordon Ramsay's will sell you some Guinness pie.
There you
did
go.
The filthy pie lobby just take Guinness stew, put it in a pie crust, and Bob's your uncle? Is that what we just heard here?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Shameful.
Nope.
No way.
Delicious.
Is next week going to be chicken noodle pie, where we just take chicken noodle soup?
That would be absurd.
Pour it over a frozen Sara Lee pie crust, let it out for a month.
We call that a chicken pot pie.
Right.
Three of my favorite things.
Chicken pot pie.
Solid.
Remember, democracy doesn't work.
That is a true story. Do not forget that.
It works on my democracy, show.
Democracy is a lie.
No, it doesn't. I voted for you to have to watch, you know, Lucifer or Gotham.
Yeah, but 43 people voted for me to watch The Punisher.
Yeah, but that's a cop-out. That was the easy answer.
That is the correct answer, is what you mean.
Yeah. I really wanted them to vote Runaways.
I can't watch that. That's on the Hulus.
You could get Hulu on a Switch, I just found out the other day, which is amazing.
I don't have the Hulus.
And that was no Hulu for this. Yeah. That was the featured pie of the week.
Thanks, Ray. That was the featured pie of the week, Guinness pie, brought to you by none other than this pie.
This pie.
Good looking out, this pie.
Oh,
all
man.
Right, is everybody sitting down?
Yes.
So much news.
So much news.
Talking about news.
There's almost too much news.
Like, you know what some news is? Michael Che got promoted to head writer at SNL.
Oh, snap, did he?
Him and three other people. There are now four people who have the same title of head writer.
Oh.
You would think head
writer
would be
one
person.
It's him and Jost and two people I've never heard of.
So Jost didn't lose the job. He just now shares the job?
Yes.
Did they all find out that if you have that title, you get to sleep with Scarlett Johansson? And they're like, make me the head writer!
Well, that sounds like a job that I want to have then.
It worked for Colin Jost.
Good for Jost.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard about that.
Head writer would lead me to believe that it's the person in charge. How could there be three people in charge unless
unless
the model for SNL's writing staff is a Hydra, where multiple people are head writer. And again, I say, if everyone's head writer, then nobody's head writer at the end of the day.
True story.
I don't know. Yeah, right. Maybe it's some sort of super Cerberus.
Do you want to hit new characters first? Do you want to go to the Soul Gem changes?
We've already teased the new character. Perhaps we can tell them more.
All right. I will again announce my horrible nickname that everybody hates, but to me, he's always been Dub-Dub-3 for the whole history of me reading comics. That's what I've always called him, pretty much. But it's Warren Worthington III, one of the original five of the X-Men.
Is he Angel or Archangel?
Yes, he is both.
Mm, cool.
He's the high-flying Angel. You know, originally.
Sorry, sometimes I like to use the in-game character names. Not everybody is as personally associated with the characters as you seem to be.
Well, there's a three, you know, there's a three-star Angel and a five-star Archangel, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. Appropriately right. So. I like that they're doing the 5 3-star thing still, but I like that it's two the same slightly different characters.
Yes, I agree. The 5-3 thing, I'm on board with, but especially when they do it like this.
Right. This is like super exciting. Yeah. And I think they did it the right way too. I think that he was made 1,000% better by Apocalypse's intervention.
Yes, at least this one I can buy being two different people because he had a big change in his life after the Apocalypse intervention.
Sure.
All right, let's talk about Angel. So his first ability is called Angle of Attack. This costs you 11 big blue. 5-star Archangel deals damage and stuns the target. There's also a passive that triggers at the start of the player's turn. Here's the cool part. Dealing damage to any airborne character and stunning that airborne character.
I really like that and really hate it because I really enjoy my Vulture. But yeah, it's a new dynamic I like.
3-star Angel, his deals damage and stuns the target. But yeah, I'm liking this fact that they're, you know, acknowledging that, you know, that Archangel, you know, is like the top bird in the skies. He can outflank everybody and do his stuff. Good times. Their second ability is called Enemy Down. This will cost you 10 green. You shoot some feathers at people, deal some damage, destroy some AP in the enemy's AP pools. Angel unleashes a flurry of cosmic flames that deal damage while also creating green attack tiles for the 3-star version. Their last ability is called Aerial Superiority. This costs 7 black. Archangel will create countdown tiles of a chosen color which deal damage and block AP generation in that color for both teams at lower levels, and then higher levels only for the enemy team. That's huge, that you can't have a color. And then for a 3-star Angel, he creates countdown tiles that deal damage and again block AP for both teams.
Man, you combine him up with Rogue and nobody's making anything.
Oh, throw, yeah, you gotta throw some Peggy in there.
Yeah.
Make their powers even more expensive.
Right.
Sounds
so
like fun.
Looking at the difference between the two on aerial superiority, the fact that it looks like in the 5-star you could choose the color that is blocked by your opponent, where it doesn't say that for the 3-star description.
It does not say that.
Right, for the count. Now, again, I don't know if that's just something that'll be clarified when the character comes up in game, but obviously if you have, you know, I would assume whatever you choose the countdown color of, you can't generate AP in that, your opponent can't generate AP in that, and obviously that's much more strategic when you could pick as opposed to when you can't pick, so you're taking a chance, of course. But yeah, I like the power layout for it. It's a lot of very interesting stuff. And, you know, you see this happen a lot where a character will get used, as Ray mentioned about Vulture being used, and now here's a character that specifically targets people who are airborne who do crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, not everyone plays airborne characters, but you could certainly team your Angel up with your Ry-Ry Will-I-Ams, Riri mm-hmm. Williams, of course, your Novas and the people like that that can send other people airborne and then have Angel mess them up. And that's the other thing. Angel himself does not go airborne. He just knocks out other people that are airborne. At least the way I read the powers. He's not going airborne.
Yeah, it does not say that he ever gets the airborne status. He just hoses other people who become airborne. Yeah.
Right.
He just lives the airborne status.
True story.
He's what'd you say? He's green, black, and blue?
Yes.
Okay. That's a not overly popular color, but not too bad either.
That's the same color spread as Vulture. It's as though they're like mirror opposites of each other.
Absolutely. There's a few others. Both Doc Ocks are green, black, and blue,
Touché.
I think.
Correct.
Chodily Awesome is green, black, and blue.
As is Iron Fist.
Oh, yeah. Hobo Fist, Max, and Quicksilver, my old nemesis.
There you go. Do you have this up in front of you? Because I have it up in front of me. And if you don't, that's highly impressive.
It's not. It's a wasted life.
I was going to say, I won't be able to rattle that off at all.
You got all of them.
I am terrible about colors and powers. So Angel and Archangel coming soon to a thing near you. Let's see. They'll be released on tomorrow's, December 14th. 5-star Archangel will be featured in an Angel of Death legendary store. And 3-star Angel will be found in the X-Men vs. Apocalypse event, which runs December 14th through the 17th. His reward in early rounds, the top round reward, is an Angel of Death legendary token, which will give you that chance at Archangel. Final progression also gives you an Angel of Death legendary token. 3-star Angel will be in a vault called Warren Worthington III and contains one Angel of Death legendary token along with one of each Angel covers, 3 total. He can be found in Thick as Thieves that is due to run December 17th through the 22nd. And his Versus tournament is called Avenging Angel, and that will be December 17th through the 20th.
They are also available as prizes in the Cover Squirrel PvP coming up tomorrow.
Oh, well, there you go.
He will be the 3-star placement reward.
I might actually have to play that then.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm just sad they didn't name his PvP Win Big Mama's Fallen Angel.
Living her life.
That came on the radio the other day, and I knew it within like the first like note, and I got hot at my wife that she didn't know that song and love it as much as I did.
Wow. All right, let's talk about the big news. Crazy news.
The biggest news.
The biggest of the news is?
And there's still like 17 more news stories after this. And by 17, I mean like 2.
All right, so it's yet again time for the Soul Gem season.
Soul Gem.
See, Hulk, main event, and Nico will be entering the latest 4-star status. Coulson and Danny Rand will be entering vintage 4-star
status.
Solid.
Good job, Craig.
Shoot names, brother.
I gotta hustle.
Hi, I'm Danny Rand. I'm the defender of Kun Lun. You may have heard of me. No? Let me tell you all about me. I'm Danny Rand.
I gotta hustle. I got Coulson at 444. I gotta get opening before he goes away.
All right, so there was a big blurb from the developer saying, hey, we don't like to do this. We're sorry about it. But, hey, Gam battery is, getting whacked.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I heard that.
Three-star Gambit's stack deck is now an active power and reads as thusly. For 5 black AP, create 2 red or purple charge tiles and deal damage to the enemy, but also deals damage to Gambit's allies. It is no longer a passive. It no longer just makes AP. It now makes charge tiles and does some damage to you. That's a big change.
Yeah.
On the 5-star version, this is an interesting change. Again, it's still at the start of the turn, gain purple, red, and destroy. You now get to destroy AP from a random color for the enemy. So somehow his power got even better.
Well,
except that now it says your allies cannot fire purple or red powers no matter what.
Right.
And
that's the important part.
Yeah. And they also decrease the amount of AP you generate. Because it used to be one purple, then one purple, one red, then two and two, three and three. Now it's one purple, then level two is one purple, one red, level three is two purple, one red, then level four is still two purple, one red, and then level five is two purple, two red. Where it used to be three at the top, and now it's only two.
Yeah.
So you're taking a little bit, and you're getting less, but I think they've evened out, like, I don't think, everyone's saying this is a nerf, right? I think five is good. This change to five is good. The change to three is fantastic, because three was becoming an abusive character.
Yeah.
Sure was.
You know, in the notes from the developers themselves, as trying to say this as diplomatically as possible, where they're like, there are times when a gambit with no red or purple is better than a gambit with them. Using covers to train a character should always make them better. Stack deck is too strong without any good way to play against it. Like, they come right out and say, like, we messed up. Like, here we are trying to fix it, but, like, trying to do it in a diplomatic way. And then there are a large number of players who are using 3-star Gambit with only black covers, the infamous 005, a.k.a. Dirty Dirty Cheater, to fuel 5-star teams. 3-stars are an integral part of the game, but we never want your opponent's 3-stars to trump your 5-stars. So huzzah for the change to 3-star. We'll see how the change to 5-star pans out. It doesn't sound like it's that bad.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
I think it'll be fine.
Now, will they offer some sort of janky vault where you can cash in your 5-star gambit, like when people were throwing themselves off a bridge over Old Man Logan? Think? Yeah.
Yeah, they will. 5-star gambit can be sold for ISO as well as special legendary tokens. Those can be redeemed in a Marvel Legends legendary cover store.
Nice.
Which contains a whole slew of 5-stars.
It's everybody but Gambit.
It really looks like it.
Yes.
Seriously, is it?
It's just like that No More Guns one that they did with Old Man Logan.
Okay.
And just as a side, you know, obviously with the upcoming events and people cashing in tokens, just as a matter of fact, maybe you have 5-star Gambit and he's already fully covered. Or you don't want 5-star Gambit on your team because you're at some point in the game where you just can't roster him, or you're not willing to do that, and you have other 5-stars. If you, by some chance, over the next season, which is usually how long this is going to be offered to you, if you do pull a Gambit, roster him separately, and then sell him back into the game for one of those tokens.
Sure, get a different 5-star.
Yeah.
Right.
So the consensus,
it's actually an in-game switch.
I wonder, throughout the consensus on Discord, is the 5-star is a buff, not a nerf. From Dumpstat, Welcome Death, Tatsuji Onin, it seems rather consistent that 5-star is getting a boost.
This one sounds like a lateral move. It'll be definitely interesting to see how it plays, if it's actually a buff or not, but I could definitely see the argument that it is.
Right.
It's definitely not a downgrade. It's either a stay the same or slightly above.
I agree. I'm happy, though, because I really don't like the idea of... I mean, it's like what they said in when you add a level to your character, it should be an increase... to what they do, and the 005 gambits were just irritating, and it wasn't
when he was boosted, he ramped so fast.
Yes,
like it was just incredible how quickly you could get powers going.
Now I didn't care that much because every time I saw him, I just threw Gamorpha and Rockin' Groot in because I see a 3-star 005. He's got 4,000 hit points. I make a match, he's dead. So I didn't care that much. It's just, it was limiting on the teams I could use because I had to take him out so quickly.
Exactly. And if you, by some chance, didn't get him out on that first turn, you were really taking a huge chance.
Yeah. True story.
Hey, we just got a note on Discord saying that Doc Ock isn't in that Gambit store.
Oh, he isn't? Oh, maybe they're changing him.
That'd be okay. He sucks.
He's awesome.
I wouldn't say that he sucks. He's definitely better than the current Banner Hulk, which is a horrible thing to say. A Banner Hulk should be a top tier 5-star, not, you know, the bottomest of the bottom 5-stars.
Yeah, he's sad.
Yeah.
That's right. They can do, wait till we get old man Cliff.
There's an old man Cliff?
That's their in the Old Man Meatbag comic. There was Old Man Cliff, and now there's going to be an Old Man Cliff comic. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Huzzah! We already have a 5-star Cliff, don't we? That's okay. 6 stars are right around the corner.
Nope.
That's right. As soon as Dazzler hits the deal, baby.
Absolutely not. No 6 stars Dazzler in my Namor. Game.
Dazzler and Namor, they're coming.
Hey, what else do we have in the news? Right.
Other stuff we got. Shield clearance level 9s have hit versus events.
Woo!
That will be available to players with rank 65 or higher.
Now,
the top 10 players up from 5 in shield clearance level 9 will receive a 4-star. Ranks 2 through 5 get an additional 4-star. And ISO 8 rewards have been increased.
Yes.
Woo!
Also, shield clearance level have maximum ranks now. So, ranks 1 through 6 have caps. So, at rank 6, you can be participating if you are in between 27 and 68. Level 7 starts at rank 32 and higher. 8 is 47 and higher. 9 is 65 and higher. So, it keeps your higher level people from poaching down levels to finish first.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yep, seems reasonable.
I like these changes so far, both the, you know, who can go into those lower end clearance levels, and of course, you know, as mentioned, the 3-star gambit thing. Now, obviously, there are a lot of the super duper ultra mega mass high end players that I'm sure that this greatly affects, but I think that just means it's kind of leveling the playing field a little bit more, and it's going to make those that are already at that top level work a little bit, not harder, but differently to keep that same level where it's going to allow more people to rise up. So I'm happy about these changes so far.
Yep, so far.
Next.
Next. Hey, it's the 12 days of Marvel. On the 12th day of Marvel, MPQ gave to me. I don't know what you get on the 12th day.
I don't know. It's not reward of the week time, so.
No. So, 12 days of Marvel, that is starting at 7 a.m. Eastern tomorrow on the 14th. Amazingly enough, the 12 days of Marvel is going to last 12 days. A new mission will unlock each day. Each mission can be completed once. It requires one character of a specific family. These being Avengers, X-Men, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Guardians of the Galaxy, Inhumans, Defenders, Dark Avengers, Sinister Six, or Sinistix, Champions, Spider-Man Family, Supervillains, or Superheroes. Hopefully they've taken Spider-Woman out of the Spider-Man Family since she has nothing to do with them.
Didn't they purposely add her recently, or no?
They did. You are correct.
We mentioned it when that list first kind of came out, when they were reorganizing allegiances, and we're like, no. But I don't know if that got fixed or not.
I'm almost certain that they added her.
Your mission difficulty will scale to your roster. Progression rewards include a Peggy Carter, a Rogue, and a Devil Dinosaur. So it's nice that, you know, Devil. I love Devil Dino covers.
And I just want to say it's a green Rogue, which, boy howdy, I don't even know what those look like. Right. My lame 155 Rogue can certainly use that green cover.
Family Legends Vault. There will be a 15% chance in that vault to get a Black Bolt, Black Panther, or Phoenix cover. And a 42.5% chance to get a 4-star from a family. Gamora, Coulson, Cage, Vulture, Nova, Spider-Woman, Carnage. Oh, there you go. She's in there right there. Carnage, Wasp, Venom, Medusa, Carol, or Rogue. And then a 42.5% chance to get any other 4-star. You can buy those for 25 command points.
Now, you did mention earlier about the, I know kind of we're off the beat, we'll get to the Holiday Vault, but you'd mentioned, I only bring this up because of the Family Legends Vault, where it's those increased odds on those three specific 5-stars. They haven't announced who the other 2 5-stars are with Archangel and his special store yet, have they?
I don't have anything in front of me.
Okay. Because I know they said that he's going to have his own special little vault, but I don't think they said who's going to be in the vault with him.
Yeah, I have not heard.
Okay. That's all. That's crucial to me of what I'm going to do with my CP.
Yeah, sure.
You know, obviously trying to get an Archangel, if it's someone that I can get a bunch of champion levels for, or someone that I can finish fully out or what have you, then that's going to help me make my decision one way or the other. But we shall see. Sure. They haven't announced it yet. Fingers crossed. Hopefully it's someone I can use.
Hey, PB15 asked on the, I think on the 12 Days of Marvel, do we know if they are 1v1 matches or a standard 3-team and just one of them has to be with the right affiliation?
What I'm seeing in front of me does not say.
I think it's the latter, but I don't know that as a fact.
Right, I have a feeling that this is going to be like, remember that Thanos event they did where you had to choose like a certain like Guardians of the Galaxy mix?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, over the summer, I have a feeling it's going to be kind of themed similarly to that.
I would believe.
Where it's actually a team, not a one-on-one battle. Because it does say each mission requires one character of a specific family. So I would assume it's not like it's team battle. But again, it's not clear.
I would imagine that if they were doing a one versus one fight, it would be specifically announced.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Holiday Vault. That starts on the 15th. All users who log on while that vault is active will get one free token. Hey, thanks. Merry Christmas to this guy. There will be 41 items in that vault, one legendary family token, one random four-star, some super soldiers, some Cyclopses, some Peter Quills, and a bunch of other, you know, normal prizes. Tokens, ISO. Thankfully, no health packs.
Some people like
those. So there
you go.
Oh,
I agree.
Man, that's the worst every time. Hate it. I think that's all the news. Am I missing something?
That was more than I had. So
I think that's everything.
Great. Let's pass this over to Willy Lumpkin. Where are you at, Willy?
Sorry, I did not expect that. hey, on to Lumpy, bringing us the mail. So first, Mad Jabroni said he noticed that the last show was over an hour long and just thought to himself, it's going to be a good afternoon.
It's going to be a good day, Tater.
You're in luck tomorrow, Mad Jabroni. We're still on section 3.
Yeah, I know. Flynn's Arcade had a question for us. First.
Dope name.
What's that?
I said that's a dope user handle.
Yes. The 3 and 5 star versions of Gambit, he appears to be standing on the beat up head of a sentinel. Wondering if we noticed this. No, I thought he was standing on a rock. So that's all I got. Anybody else think it looked like a sentinel head?
I didn't even notice that there's a rock on the screen, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he's standing on something. I'm pretty sure it's a rock. But he was also...
Craig's like, I've already turned off animations. If I could turn off artwork and sound and color, I would.
No, turning off color would be hard.
He was also wondering...
I ain't got time for that.
He was wondering if we knew if the enemies faced in the Deadpool daily quests are randomly generated when you start the battle, or does everyone face the same baddies each day? I believe everyone faces the exact same people. Not each day, but everyone in that day faces the same people.
I believe that's correct.
Correct.
Yes.
So we're united in this. UNC Samurai said,
and I am unanimous in that.
I'm glad you got that. What you missed on Discord last night. So I don't know if he's going to do this all the time, but Samurai posted all the stuff that all the interesting things that were said in Discord during the show. He did say that I don't remember Cobra Forces being in space during A Real American Hero in 1983. Are you sure you're not thinking about the Pyramids of Darkness miniseries?
That could be, man. I am old. All the G.I. Joe cartoons blend together.
It definitely did happen because there was the weather satellite involved. Now, they may not have been, like, in space, but they were definitely, like, above the Earth's atmosphere. So if you consider that space, then they were in space.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah.
He also said that he laughed out loud at Craig for butchering the Neon Genesis.
the Evangeline series?
I still have no idea what that is.
Now I can't remember how it's actually pronounced. Evangelion? I believe is how it's pronounced. Evangelion.
That sounds correct.
Yeah.
Evangeline.
Evangeline.
I'm with Craig on this one. I'm an old man. I ain't no anime.
Double X said, when I said, oh, he's still going, it perfectly times and oh, how very subtle, it triggered a laugh track in my car.
Hey, hold on. So it's not anime, but I purchased me some old school out of my childhood amusement yesterday. I was at the Ollie's, and they had Ultraman on DVD for like 99 cents. And I was like, sold, put it in my cart. Ultraman, all right.
Really?
I was super excited.
Okay.
Craig is the master of bargains at Ollie's.
Sure.
Oh my God, I love that store.
I have so many questions, but we need to go on with the mailbag.
Yeah.
Ultraman?
No.
Do you have your gadget watches?
I don't know. No. What else is in the mailbag there, Craig? I'm trying.
Evan Rall, I guess. I don't know how you pronounce that name. He said, I was looking forward to being able to skip the animations. And then when Ray said at the point that he would enjoy the game less, I realized that I would too. I will not be turning them off. Thank you for making me realize this is a game again. You are welcome.
Yay. I think specifically, and again, I'm not sure if you said it in a comment section here or somewhere else. And again, if I'm attributing this to you incorrectly, Ray, I apologize, but I think you said words the effect of, if I need to do this to be competitive with this game, then I'm okay not being competitive.
Right.
I'm with you.
Ooh, someday we'll get Joe to come all the way down to our lines.
Listen, I'm very happy with all of the alliances that share a Facebook page. They're all fine and wonderful people who I love very much.
Wow, that was very politically correct of you, Joe.
Turn the mics off and we'll say something else.
626 Aussie said that if you want to be competitive, you have to turn off the animation. The problem is, especially in Deadpool, he said the five-star nodes where Iron Fist powers are capable of a one-hit knockout, there's no warning. There's just a flash of a message, and then one of your players is dead. He said that he had Spider-Man with almost full health 1 second, and then the next second he was like, WTF, what's going on? Which I think we already addressed. The fact that the animations let me know, like, I don't really pay attention to when I'm playing the game. I'm watching TV, I'm doing other stuff, and all of a sudden half my team's dead. It's like, wait, right. What?
That's a real bummer.
Yeah. Daywalker said he listened to the podcast live, but he missed the beginning, so he listened to that, and he had to give a big thumbs up for the Pump Up the Jam edit. You are welcome. I enjoyed putting it in there. And he said, thinking about Iron Fist nicknames, since his cover is the only one with the Netflix logo on it, he believes it's the only cover that isn't actually a comic cover. How about Netfist as the replacement name? We've also got a few other suggestions that I'm not going to go with because, again, they remind me of the actor. So I'm just not going to bring them up. I like calling him Danny Rand.
I'm with you. Danny Rand works as well, calling him by his shoot name.
I am good with that. D-Wing Illinois said, I'm with Ian regarding there being no greater instant regret than if I just go ahead and throw up, I'll feel better. I was wrong. he also said, hello, my name is D-Wing Illinois, and I am a brony.
Oh, enemy list.
Hello, my darling. Hello, my baby. Hello, my ragtime girl.
Didn't see that coming.
I did not expect Craig to Michigan J. Frog his way out of that comment.
he did say no offense taken, though.
Oh, good.
And he also said that Ray is 100% correct regarding animations. Haha, another one on the board.
You're racking them up today.
I know. That's why I left all these in. And he said the list of cartoons was arguably the worst thing I've ever heard. And I listen to a podcast where Craig sings a song every stupid week.
That never happens.
He also suggests Iron Fro. I don't think that's going to stick.
No, but it made me chuckle.
And given the mixed bag of pods at the soon-to-be-named network, maybe I should pitch one discussing every episode of My Little Pony.
You send me a link and I'll put it on the website.
And he said that he wants to do it just to hear Ian plug it.
I will find a way to work around that.
Validius said, with Craig's impeccable talent to ad-lib any song, I foresee a holiday album popping up, including such titles as Marvel All the Way, Dazzlers Coming to Town. Go ahead and put that in my budget for the next pay period.
Oh, sponsor.
And Perendiak says, my friend that lives in State College posted on Facebook about the Skeller closing. He is quite a sad fellow over that.
Yeah, it's sad times.
Jordan from Jersey said, there was one that I just couldn't leave out. He said that in regards to R141, awesome, awesome, awesome. Too long didn't read? Awesome.
All right.
I just like the way that sounded. And Jeff Cascadian said, like the notorious LFC above, it's sometimes frustrating how quickly the episode is taken down from YouTube. He's rarely able to listen live, but he tries to listen later in the night until it suddenly just stops. It's just disappointing. And yeah, this is true, but I am still of the opinion that the YouTube is for the people who are interacting live, and that's not the clean edited version. I don't want everyone to listen to that. I feel dirty. So in any case, that's my opinion.
Yeah, if you've listened to the edited version, our producer puts a lot of work into that. Please listen to the edited version. If you'd like to comment about it, your comment will get read.
That's true. Jeff also said, I am not turning off animations. Haha, another one. And he's surprised that D3 Demiurge gave in to the whiners who complained about the animations taking too long. Wow, make it a stand.
Yeah, sweet burn.
No, and I will say that I am okay. I understand that people play tons of this game, like,
right.
way more than I do, and you want to turn right. off the animations, that's fine. I'm making the argument as to why people may not want to. So
that's fair and balanced reporting, right?
finally, he also said, this is Jeff Cascadian, I like the new health bars and the way to select an enemy in front. I thought that was pretty cool. And nice Cobra Commander impression, Craig. I don't have any idea what you said, but apparently you did a Cobra Commander impression and it was good.
Hmm.
Don't, I do a really good impersonation of Nemesis Enforcer from the G.I. Joe movie. You want to hear it?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Ta-da!
That is good.
That was well done. I saw that coming because I love Nemesis Enforcer, but...
How awesome would that figure have been if he actually did have the... Like, he had the little gimmicks on his elbows, but if they actually extended, how awesome a figure would that have been? Anyway.
The awesomest. Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, that is the end of the mailbag. Thanks, Lumpy. Cool.
Good deal. Yeah. All right. I guess I'm throwing this to Joe, then.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready?
All right. Hey, I am Hans.
No, I am Hans.
Oh, you are Hans. I was waiting for you to go. There was a lot of dead air there.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we are here to pump you up.
You up. I didn't want to clap directly in the microphone.
I will. I don't care.
All right.
We know.
It's time for the boosted characters of the week, a.k.a. the pumped up, a.k.a. the jacked up, a.k.a. the 120 cc's of Diana Ball characters for the week. One stars and two stars. You know, your mileage is going to vary. We're sticking with the threes and fours. I feel as though a lot of these people were on the list the last time that I was on the show. Your three-star Electra, your three-star Hawkeye/Hawkeye, a.k.a. Cliff, She-Hulk, and Baby Thanos. Again, a mixed bag, if you will, but the crown jewel of that would be Human Torch. I said it last time, I'll say it again. AP for AP, even when not boosted, Human Torch is one of the most underrated characters in the game. His red and his green do so much damage for so little AP and boosted, it's going to be fantastic to use him if you're at the 3-star level, of course.
True story, I agree.
4 stars, on the other hand, we've got another mixed bag. You've got Carnage, you've got Iceman, you've got Hulkbuster, you've got Miles Morales, you've got Red Hulk. For me personally, if you're in the 4-star land and you've got these characters, you're using Iceman, you're using Hulkbuster, either together or separately. When I come upon a boosted Iceman in PvP, I usually take another battle. Iceman is too unpredictable, he does too much for too little AP, and that whiteout can wipe out your entire team in the blink of an eye, even if you have your animations on. It can just happen like that. For me, the one I'm looking forward to using is Miles Morales, because I have a rostered 5-star Spider-Man, and you talking about web tiles all over the place, baby? I'm excited about that. And, you know, Carnage is good, Red Hulk is good, Red Hulk is just a health monster. He is very difficult to take down, and when boosted, you pair him up with people who make green. You've got his purple to make more green. It's a good different mix of those 4 stars, but I think the standouts of it is using Iceman and Hulkbuster together.
Yeah, Iceman, he freezes you for so cheap, and then he punches you in the teeth, and then green goes off, and it's
yeah. I usually don't skip, but there have been times when I regret that, because, yeah, the stunning is just devastating. It's so cheap.
Right, because he's got low health, Iceman does, and you could get him, but there's a 90% chance he's going to get you first, because he only needs 6 blue
right.
to stun you, and then it seems as though Iceman, in that tier of characters that the computer seems to use way better and way faster than I ever could, and he's punching you, he's white-outing you, and you're just done. It's just sometimes not worth the trouble.
Yeah, I understand. I agree.
So there's your boosted characters of the week. I was Franz, he was Hans, and we just pumped you up.
Listen to me now, and believe me later.
And forget about me later.
Oh, man.
That was sweet.
I killed that.
So anyway, I don't suppose either of you, not Joe, this is just Craig's responsibility. How were we able to enjoy such a great segment?
Oh, see, I don't have my normal script in front of me. Hey, that was brought to you
if by... If only you had been mailed
Mystify.
One.
Is Mystify a new Patreon?
Yes.
Yes.
So the last week, you guys, how have you been doing with the ups and downs of what could have and did happen to Patreon?
What happened to Patreon?
Oh, my goodness. So a week today, as we're recording this episode, they were going to change the way that the fees were structured. Now, I don't have a Patreon myself. I don't know if someone donates X to you guys. I don't know how they were taking the fees out of that for Patreon themselves. But what they were going to do, starting with the first of the month, is they were going to add on to what the Patreons are paying to you a service fee plus a percentage on top of what they were paying to you. So let's say you have $5 Patreons. Those would essentially change to $7.50 Patreons, and you would get a little bit more money.
Oh, that seems so greedy.
Yeah.
Okay. The entirety of, and again, I say the entirety, like the super active people on Patreon, the people who are like, hey, I made a piece of art, Patreon. I made a song, Patreon. I made a video, Patreon. These people who are creating content all went out of their minds, went crazy. They're like, please don't do this. If you do this, yes, we're going to get more money per patron, but we're going to lose so many people paying in because there are people who could only afford $1 or $3 or $5 because that's all they can afford. And if you were jacking those people up, if you're jacking the $20 person, the $50 person up, they're already paying $20 or $50. They're not going to see a difference, but they're going to lose such a glut of those $1 to $3 to $5 people. Yeah. They're like, it's not worth it. Please don't do it. A week went by. Patreon was super quiet about it, and this was one of those deals where, like, 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm checking online, and I see people like, oh, you know, Patreon fees, here we come, you know, it's going through, and then I come back from lunch around noon, and Patreon sends out a tweet that essentially says, hey guys, we messed up, we're not changing anything, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So for the people who are super active and super interactive with what's going on with their Patreon, it was a wild week.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't say I called it a wild week, but I signed on to that because, like you said, there are people who donate a dollar to us, and I'm appreciative of that. And the fact that they were just going to raise that on them, I did not like that. So, yeah, but about 8 hours ago, I got an email saying, we messed up. Sorry. And so, yeah, they're not going to do it.
Phew.
Everything's staying the same. So, yay.
Right. Glad to hear it. It was supposed to be a 35-cent fee plus a plus 2.9% of whatever they're paying in. So, like I said, the people that were paying a dollar, let's say, were essentially now going to be paying essentially $1.75. And then, you know, rolling up from there. But they've already said, like, in a week's time, they're like, here's what we're doing, here's what we're not doing. We're just going to keep everything as is.
Yeah.
But like I said, we spend an exorbitant amount of time talking about this on After Dark this week, and by the time After Dark comes out, it'll all be moot. And I'm not editing it out, I'm just leaving it in.
All right, moving on.
Yes.
What's your reward of the week, yo?
Hey, I actually recorded mine somewhere, so let me find out where that was, and I'll tell you.
Good job.
So I got I was very happy about this. I have actually three. I got a Nightcrawler token. Or a Nightcrawler from a taco token.
Nice.
I got 1,000 HP from a taco token.
Nice.
And I got an Iron Man 5-star from the Daily Resupply. So that's what I got. Very happy.
My reward of the week was a yellow 4-star Cyclops.
That is a reward of the week for you. That's a reward of longer than a week.
Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't in time to save my dying cover, but I do that. He is fully covered now, so I'm one away from yet another champion 4-star.
Nice.
I got nothing that like sticks out of my brain. So
my reward of the week was I just decided to throw 20 in the hopper when I made it to the end of whatever the last PVE that ended over the weekend was, and I ended up getting not only a 5-star Black Widow, but because I have him bonused, I got a champion level for my champed 5-star Doc Ock. That was my reward of the week.
Very nice.
Wow.
I'm not seeing a 5-star bonus yet.
No, that's exciting.
Yes. Yeah. I have all of my champed 5-stars I have bonused, and I know a lot of people don't do their bonusing the way that I do, and I know that I do a lot of things in the game a lot differently than everyone else, and it means that I probably need to be killed when people see me or something. But every time I champ a 5-star, I bonus them, because if I do get a 5-star and then I get a bonus cover for an already champion 5-star, there's a very good chance that that can mature into another legendary token. So, like, I'll take that chance, right? For 4-stars, I only have them bonused when they're about to mature into a legendary token. And then all of my in the process of being rechamp 3 stars are all favorited. Because who can't use more 3 stars? And when you open up that standard token and you see that gold, you know almost certainly that you're going to get a bonus out of it as well.
Yeah.
Well, you're guaranteed a bonus.
On the 1 stars.
Right. Yeah. When you open like a one star cover and you into gold, you're like, okay, I'm getting a 3 star, but I know I'm definitely going to get a bonus.
Right.
Yep.
Very nice.
So that's rewards of the week.
That's it. What do we got? Dying on the Vine. Brought to you by... This Fine. Shout out to that sponsor as well.
This Fine. Nice.
This Fine. No, my vines, as always, is a disaster. I got a red Goddess of Thunder.
Hey. Nice!
A yellow Sandman, a purple Drax, I got an Ares dying out there, and my 4,352nd Yondu cover. Black Yondu is dying out there as well.
That's always a lot of... It makes me sad every time.
What's
that? You should just not open tokens till you have Ice Ho, man.
I can't do that. I'm going to open 1 second from now.
Yeah, once a week is plenty. That's when I do all my opening. My vine is a little choppy, but not too bad. It's mostly just, incorrect 2-star color combinations that I have not been able to champion yet. So it's entirely that.
Okay. Doable. Mine is easy. It's completely empty.
Woo!
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
I ended up having to sell my Mockingbird, which is just annoying, but, you know, what you gonna do? But, yeah, completely clear now.
When Hulkamania comes down on you.
What?
Brother.
I missed it.
He filled in what you gonna do when Hulkamania runs wild all over you.
Nice. Brother.
Brother.
My vine for the third time in as many weeks is yet another red rogue for my 155 rogue that I can't use. Now, the green that's coming up in this holiday vault is encouraging that I'll be able to actually use it in Champer, but then I run into the issues of there's also a Devil Dinosaur in here, and the Devil Dinosaur cover that's there will fully cover Devil Dinosaur, but if I end up pulling a second Devil Dinosaur, then I'm going to be torn and have to either champ Rogue or Devil Dinosaur, which to many people seems like a very easy thing to think about, and it should be, but I'm really scratching my head. It hasn't happened
yet,
but
I'm still
thinking.
Dino's so rare, man. You gotta get Dino covers.
What'd you say?
Dino's hard to get. You gotta get them champ.
Right, and then, you know, the way the daily resupply comes up, I am getting some more Devil Dinosaur covers. It's not for like another 2 or 3 months, but at least if I get them fully covered during this... I'm right. Okay. It's that if I pull that second Devil Dinosaur cover, that's where I'm going to start sweating. One is good. Two, I'm sweating.
Just wait till we get that new Devil Dino art where he's covered in feathers instead.
Are they really doing that? Do they retcon him to be a chicken in the comic books or something? And I missed it.
I believe that's
no,
just
no, no. There was a big news release out of China that they found a small like Velociraptor type thing encased in amber, and it actually was covered in feathers.
Sure.
It was not scaly skin. It was a bird.
Right.
Right. I feel like that's not new, is it?
Well, this is the first, like, really firm, here's an actual, like, body.
Oh, okay.
We have.
Right on.
DJ Squeaky pointed out that, hey, Rogue is usable. So.
But Dino, he can bite you, or he could bite you a different way.
But Devil Dinosaur has little funky arms.
Yeah, he does. He's got all sorts of new powers now, and Craig's right. You don't want to waste those covers. They're extra rare.
Plus, yeah. It's like Pac-Man covers.
Yeah, this Rogue situation, while I don't, you know, want any sort of turmoil in Joe's life, you know, it's nice to know, like, it brings him back down to earth for me. Like, he's like, yeah, I got my 10,000 5-star champions, but I still ain't got no Rogues. And I'm like, ha ha, you don't have any Rogues.
Oh, believe me, every time I see Rogue and it's red, I get so mad. So mad.
You going down, sugar.
New comic book coming out, Rogue and Gambit, soon. Next month, I think.
Yeah, it's a 4-issue miniseries. It looks cute. Yeah.
Okay.
That's all.
Great. Thanks, This Vine.
This Vine.
This Vine.
All right, now back to the OG. Bringing you your legendary tokens, brought to you by This Guy.
Thanks, semi-OG This Guy.
All right, who wants to open some token?
I have a question first.
What up?
When are we expecting... the latest legendary to change.
When the season starts, right?
No. So with the addition of Angel on the 14th, which is when this show goes live,
right.
It would be two Mondays following that where the latest Legends will change. So January 1st.
And who is leaving?
Daredevil Coulson is leaving.
Oh.
Yeah, we
sorry, I thought we had
we did the 4 stars. I just didn't know who was leaving the 5 star.
Right. Daredevil is leaving on the 1st of January, being replaced by Archangel.
So it's likely that I am going to hold off any type of splurging until that happens.
Okay.
You
want the Archangel?
I do want Archangel.
Right, that's
and
fair.
I'm more concerned that I was going to miss out on Gambit. So if he was leaving, I was going to spend everything now. But if he's not leaving yet, then we're going to hold off. Anyway, that's what my question was about.
Okay.
I will go first because I'm the one talking, and I'm going to poke Thor in his furry little mouth and get a 4-star Gamorpha. There you go.
Gamorpha.
All right. The only other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to open my 10-pack from the season, and I will let you know if I get anything, but it seems like it's going to be 10 2-stars. That's what I feel.
Okay. I will go next. There's a little buckle here on this bandolier that's holding up his chest armor, so I will undo that.
Ooh.
It is... Ah, it's Hulkbuster. That's not bad, but... Ooh, I got a bonus for some reason.
Hey, now!
Oh, snap! It's that other, what do you call him? Cyclops that I need. I'm going to go champion him.
Number 6.
Good deal. I'm going to stroke the sword here.
Just like you.
Boom! It's a 5-star, yo!
Booyah!
Oh, it is a stacked deck. Gambit.
There you go.
What is that, what's that do to my Gambit? Let's see. Oh, 125 XP for that. That's exciting.
You're getting some people saying congratulations, Ian, on your Cyclops pull.
Thank you.
That gets my Gambit to a 112.
Hey, and if you've got the ISO, it doesn't hurt to put it in Gambit, even at the 112, just even to try him out with this change that's going in for the 14th, to see if it truly is a buff, because as long as you've got one of each of his covers, he's pretty usable.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Good deal.
You should be. I hear he's been fixed.
Not spayed or neutered.
That's why it was safe to stroke his sword. Better edit that part out of the real show. It's a little dirty.
Listen, Bob Barker said at the end of every Price is Right. That was on during daytime TV, right?
That's true. Got to control the pet populations,
right?
Have your pet spayed or neutered.
Got to control the Cajun population.
Tetsuji Nomi just said, now we're on PW3 After Dark.
Yep. I still want to do a live call-in show. No one wants to fight on this.
It's much more difficult and much more hectic than one would think. We tried to do that a couple times for After Dark. We're just like, hey, here's our Skype thing. Just Skype us, and we'll add you on. And we ended up having like 4 people in addition to myself and Todd, and it was a disaster.
Well, see, what I figure, if there's got to be some way, if I can do it with a Discord voice channel, if I can just mute everyone and then just turn them on one at a time and say, you know, hey, you're now live, go. And then shut them off when I'm done with them and switch to the next person.
I think you should take Joe's advice.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Just like me and my brother Larry.
Ronkonk,
go ahead,
I'm
tipsy.
Baba Vooey, Baba Vooey.
Orlando, Florida, you're live.
So, someone let Joe open a token, please.
I don't have any tokens, but I got like 800 CP, so I'm gonna crack like 4 latest legends just because I got nothing better to do. I'm gonna Thor on his armor has 2 little circles. I'm hitting the first one.
Okay. Strong choice.
That hit me a blade, aka the Forgotten 4-star for some reason. I'm going to hit the other little circle on his armor there, and that's going to give me a wasp. I'm going to touch him on the top of his head. That's going to give me a Agent Venom, and I'm going to hit him on the top of the sword like Craig did, hoping for the best. And I got a Hulkbuster, all 4 stars, all usable. I'm okay with that.
Nice, well done. How'd that 10-pack turn out, yo?
Not as bad as I expected, but there were 8 2-stars, a 3-star Rocket and Groot, and a 3-star Ragnarok. So, you know.
Ah, that's
and
a downer.
6 Moonstones.
It's about what I expected, but...
Wow, okay. Well, I'm glad that worked out. So
that
everybody
was
got something.
Tokens.
Yeah.
Brought to you by... This guy. All right. Hey, Joe, tell me about the podcast network.
All right, head over to soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com, where you could find all the little shows in our little network here of like-minded individuals, shows ranging from my dumb shows that I do, Longbox Heroes and Longbox Heroes After Dark, Profane Argument, which just had a new episode the other day and will be going up on the site shortly, Podvocacy every Monday night for most parts, Fresher in Parlance, Parlance, kayfabe, just came back from his 3-week trip of Australia. He's out of the country more than he's in the country. I just want to say that. of course, this show, Puzzle Warriors 3. Other shows that make occasional appearances, such as Paladins of Voltron, Talking Gimmicks, Aim Down Sights podcast, and the like. I actually had a conversation with one of the Prodigal Sons earlier this week, and he bold-faced lied to me and said Prodigal Sons podcast would be coming back, but I was happy to hear that you guys still do play your Rocket League.
That is 100% true. He did bold-faced lie to you.
Yes. But I knew it. As he typed the words in the email, I'm like, oh, that's a lie. That show's never coming back.
That is true.
Anybody else? Anything for the good of the order?
Ooh, I have something. Do real quick.
All right.
Hey, Skippy KGT, if you would like to change your sponsorship, your calling of Old Gambit the Cheater, since he has now been non-cheatified, I don't know what the term. I don't know where I was going with that. But right? If you'd like to change
your
name.
He's totally legit now.
Yeah, feel free. Let me know what you'd like to do.
Too legit, Gambit. Too legit. Too legit to Gambit. Hey, hey. Hey, hey.
Oh, please, Hammer, don't hurt him.
Oh, uh-oh. Skippy says that wasn't him. Man, I'm bad at this.
Oh, no.
Oh, Ray's terrible at this game.
How about the character formerly known as Dirty Dirty Cheater?
That's a long name.
Yeah, it is.
All right, well, whoever named that, hey, get back to me.
Yeah. We'll be happy to open that back up. Craig, end the show.
All right. Hey, thanks, everybody, for joining us. I wasn't here, so thanks for Joe for filling in for me. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. Leave your comments, suggestions, hate mails, all you got there, or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit or over on the D3 forums. If you want to give us some money for Christmas times, go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, search for something, because apparently that's key, then buy it, and we will get credit for it.
Oh, this is true.
Or you can head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy some Puzzle Warriors or soon-to-be-named network swag.
So the Amazon thing, if you put something in your cart and then remember, hey, I should go do that thing with Puzzle Warriors 3 and then click the link and pull up your cart and buy, that may not count. So you have to search for it after you click the link.
I see. Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah. So I think that's all we got. So goodbye. And remember, kids, I buried Paul. Not my clue. I don't know what that means.
Even better.
Good night, everybody.
Don't worry. UNC Samurai does.
Okay.
It's something about a pizza.
Oh, we killed him.
I know. I was coughing, and that was so not even close, it made me real happy. Bye, friends.
Good night, everybody.
Oh no, Omarosa's been thrown out of the White House.
I didn't realize.
Once I know who Omarosa is.
She was a contestant on The Apprentice years ago. Mm.
She makes delicious
rolls.
She
got a position in Trump's White House, but apparently she was dragged out of the White House today.
She makes delicious cheesesteak rolls down in Philly. She was out of the White House? That's a shame.
Yeah, she's a terrible person, so it's all right.
Seems like it.
Dub Dub 3 is here.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about there.
I don't know. World
Angel. Dub-Dub-3. Warren Worthington III.
Boo.
He's Dub-Dub-3.
Nope. Definitely not. You need to kick in money to get that name change. That one sucks.
Hey, I started bagging and boarding comics.
I'm very proud of you. Did you purchase them through my click-through?
I didn't, but I heard you ask, you know, mask that on your
right
show.
It was just because you had said that you were in the process of purchasing them. They came up on the weekly report, so I put two and two together and unfortunately was wrong.
Yeah, so far the most I've gotten through is just like the 16 issues of X-Men Gold. That's as far as I've gotten.
Right, you're gonna like start doing things in like a priority order, I'm sure. That's just kind of the way things work, you know?
No, it'll probably just be whatever's on top of the pile.
Oh, there, that works too.
So whichever is the next comic that's on top of the pile, I'll do all of that series. But I'm gonna figure out how I want to store these. So, you know, is it alphabetical? Is it by order they came out? You know, what is it? Because, you know, I'm going to put X-Men Blue in the same box as X-Men Gold, but what happens when I get to my old issues of X-Men and Uncanny X-Men and...
Well, at that point, you would put them, I would assume, in chronological being released order, correct?
That's what I was thinking.
Right.
But I've also started putting my comics into, what is it, somethingmystash.com?
Oh, yes, Stash My Comics.
Yes.
I gave up on doing that. I have so many ways to track things, And I just kind of kept falling behind on that because, I don't know, I got super lazy. Other things took up my time, like this game.
Sure.
But I'm already keeping track of it.
You're still not like, covering Lucifer on your show, so I'm still sad.
Nah, is that show, does that show even exist still?
I love that show.
Is it
I have not started season 3 yet, but the first 2 seasons were totally acceptable. The actor carries the whole show.
He does, he's very good.
I have to watch Punisher, and like I said, listen to this, twist my arm, I have to, you know?
Yeah. You do have to watch
right.
Punisher. My goodness, it's a long, hard watch.
In a good way or a bad way?
No, in a good way. Oh. I mean, it was hard to binge because it was so dark. Like, I felt bad when I watched that show. Like, really, really bad. I was expecting Punisher to, like, you know, dish out some vigilante justice and kill some villains. Man, there was just so much about PTSD and the horrors of war and traumatized veterans and, oh, my goodness. And then they reward you at the last 2 episodes. They take the violence to such a new level. I'm like, oh, I'm going to be sick. This is fantastic.
Now, people haven't been shouting it from the mountaintops, so I'm guessing that it didn't happen. But I would be remiss if I didn't ask people who've already watched it. Moon Knight's not in this, is he?
No.
All right.
I don't recall Moon Knight.
Okay, because there was...
That would have made this better.
There was a lot of rumor and innuendo before the series premiered. I guess based on one of the episode titles or something, that people were speculating that they were going to add Moon Knight onto the show, or at least Mark Spector was going to be in an episode.
Huh. I don't remember a Mark.
Right. And obviously, they would have made a much bigger deal of it than just like, here's this random character in like maybe the next 3 series down the line. We'll revisit this person. If they were going to do Moon Knight, they were going to go full Moon Knight, I'm sure.
Hey, more importantly, Constantine has showed up on Legends.
Oh, Legend of Tomorrow. But overshadowed by everyone's horrible wigs.
I feel like they introduced a minor villain in the Punisher series, and they did not make an effort to let us know that that's who that was.
Hmm.
Like they did because, you know, you're a comic fan.
Right.
But if you're just watching these cool new Marvel shows on, you know, Netflix, you know, you have no reason to know who that is and to investigate further.
Right. Well, I think they're definitely trying their best to teach people to do that sort of thing. You know, that if somebody shows
I
up.
I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah.